The Arab summit that opened today in Beirut is to consider a Saudi plan to end half a century of conflict in the Middle East. But three major players in that conflict are not attending the meeting. Both Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak and Jordan's King Abdullah are staying away. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat is remaining in the West Bank city of Ramallah out of fear that Israel would block his return from the Lebanese capital. The city has been preparing for this summit for months, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
Inside Beirut's international airport, a loudspeaker greets arriving delegates and journalists.
Lebanon welcomes all participants to the Arab summit.
While on the streets, drivers curse the extra hassles of police checkpoints and roads closed for security purposes. Beirut is hosting its first major public event since the start of its 15-year civil war in 1975. And this city, better known to the world as the capital of car bombings and kidnappings, is taking no risks. Security is extremely tight here. Some 8,000 police, soldiers, and security forces have been deployed around the summit's seafront location. And armored carriers and anti-aircraft guns are positioned in front of the swank hotels where most Arab leaders are staying. Nasib Habib, an advertising executive, says Arab leaders should appreciate the tough measures being taken for them.
Je crains beaucoup pour leur sécurité.
I fear for their security, he says, because the Arab regimes aren't very welcome here. We paid a high price in Lebanon for a civil war that many of them financed. It hasn't been easy for Beirut, once known as the Paris of the Middle East, to shed its image as a war-torn city. But 12 years after the civil war's end, much of Beirut's destroyed central district has been elegantly rebuilt. And despite an economic crisis, the town is once again hopping with nightlife. The Lebanese government is hoping that this gathering of some 2,000 Arab delegates and 1,600 journalists will put Beirut back on the map, both politically and as a tourist destination. 56-year-old Talal Asanya, a French teacher, says he's eager for Beirut to reap the rewards of the Arab summit.
Ce sommet aura des conséquences, des répercussions positives.
This summit will be good for Lebanon's economy, he says, and help the city regain its former prominence. But there's a lot of cynicism here about what the summit will yield politically. A few days before the gathering, thousands of Lebanese and Palestinians marched through the streets of downtown Beirut in support of the Intifada, the Palestinian uprising against Israel. Many demonstrators, like this Lebanese woman Reem Nassar, said they don't trust Arab leaders to represent the interests of their citizens at the summit. These are not democratic governments, says Nassar. They're not up to the level of their people. Some at the demonstration, like Palestinian mother Maha Kidwa, said they oppose the Saudi-floated peace proposal, which offers normalization of Arab relations with Israel in exchange for Israel's withdrawal from Arab lands occupied in the 1967 war. We're against it, she says. It's just an attempt to stop the Intifada, but it shouldn't be stopped until we get our land back. Yahya Sadowski, a professor of political science at the American University of Beirut, says the Saudi initiative may be getting a lot of positive spin internationally, but he says many Arabs and Lebanese have low expectations for it.
They doubt it will go anyplace. They feel it will be exploited for political purposes. They see it as not addressing the immediate needs of the Palestinian people. But that were they somehow surprised and discovered that this did turn into a major international diplomatic initiative, people would swallow a lot of their earlier skepticism and be prepared to back it.
Still, when asked, few Lebanese said they'd be following the Arab summit very closely. Some said that instead they'd probably be watching a popular Arabic version of the television show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Kate Seeley, NPR News, Beirut.